Okay, is this testicle, or rather penile microphone working? How about yours, Mr. Scott?
That's a good question.
Okay, it looks like they
it's
are.
The needles pumping.
So we'll start on the show, interrupting the recording, the clean recording of last week's show. All right, you guys ready? All right, tell me when. When. It's great when there's stoner heads in the next room, you know, like the, that you're counting on. All right. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is the long-awaited, long-hyped, long-promoted part one of the trial of George W. Bush. And we also have the pleasure of having Mr. Scott here, longest time friend, associate, partner in crime, but don't indict him, and the creator of the Reverend Bookburn animation show that is forthcoming, and we'll also discuss that. And simultaneous with this trial of George W. Bush series, we're also going to be introducing tracks from the international psychedelic scene of the 60s, the bands that didn't get anywhere near as much attention as they deserved. And we got several CDs from several continents.
Damn, it's good.
And yeah, you were digging it. And the other night. So to kind of balance the heavy theme, we'll also be playing tracks throughout the series from Love, Peace, and Poetry, 60s psychedelic music, and each one is from either a different country or a different continent. And that'll be a part of tonight's show and the next one or two shows where we're doing the trial of George W. Bush, plus birthdays, news, and miscellaneous other shit. And of course, we want to talk about the animation project. But tonight, we are also starting the trial of George W. Numbnuts, Cokehead, Enron Ho, corporate stooge, war criminal, piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, Bush. And that means that he will be starting his trial. Now, since it isn't a real trial, and believe it or not, somebody asked. probably one of those two guys, but I think they've been hanging out at Michael Phelps' house. But yeah, hopefully they're boycotting. Yeah, they'll have to. Yeah, I know, with that Jackie Gleason sheriff running amok in town. Well, hopefully they'll remember to boycott Kellogg's. But even though it's not a real trial, it's the trial that should happen. And if the fake opposition corporate party called Democrats had any spine or balls or eggs, they would not just focus on moving forward, but also pursuing justice and getting the perpetrators and culprits. Tonight, the defendant is here, along with Judge Anthony Scallion, defense attorney Johnny Cochring, prosecutor Naomi Palepsi, and is that it? I think that's it. And some nerdy court stenographer. So all of that is in store. And plus, we're going to turn you on to some great new music and play a classic old Bill Hicks track. Oh, and we're going to play the animation themed song in this set. And all of that is to come. We're going to start off with a musician and friend doing his uncensored version of the GOP. This is Carlito Brillante.
So you thought you could just sneak out of here like the last 8 years never happened, huh? Just leave somebody else holding a bag while y'all ride off into the sunset. Just a gang of white-collar thugs. Chicken hawks that like to play soldier with real live action figures. Lining your pockets while you bled us dry. And you got the audacity to call yourselves the grand old party? Let me tell you what y'all really are. GOP stand for greedy old peck of woods. If you take away the suit, your rednecks and hoods. It was never news to us. It was understood that these chicken hawks never up to no good. Got a foot in our ass, knife in our back. Sending poor kids off to die in Iraq. While layers of the sorority or friend drinking Jägermeister hanging out at the game. Where do I start? There's so many of you I despise. Can I get all the fries? Go with the lies? You're trying to force feed us and act like you need us. But if you see a Jackson Smith, you just delete us. Off the voter rolls like you did in Florida. Hijack the nation with your new world order. Couldn't control it back then, John McCain. So you find a cold kid with a washable brain. Yeah, Carl Rove, you found your flunky. And I know you grind the organ for that dancing monkey. Couldn't run yourself cause you're too soft and weak. So pathetic Pee Wee Herman would call you a geek. You could never play John Wayne like Georgie Boy. Had them country folk thinking he's the real McCoy. Use the Bible as a prop, just a game of throne. We got burned by the devil's own. The GOP stand for greedy old peck of woods. If you take away the suit, they're rednecks and hoods. It was never news to us, it was understood that these chicken hawks never up to no good. Got a foot in our ass, knife in our back. Sending poor kids off to die in Iraq. While layers of the sorority or friend drinking Jägermeister hanging out at the gap. Yo, Kanye, why you smile like you're constipated?
Tell that overpaid secretary why she's hating.
Cause you all up on them like some group of shit. If you're so smart, how you on a dummy's dick? Talking about I'm married to the president. Sounding like a psycho ward resident. See his wife named Pickles and she ain't black. Then again, neither are you. You pass for that. All I see is a token, a broken hoe. Getting pimped by the system, it's time you know. Colin Powell had the sense to walk out the door. But you'd follow Bush to hell if he told you so. See, they took away your spine and they propped you up. Just to add a splash of color and seem less corrupt. But you just co-signed to whatever shit they do. As much blood on your hands as the rest of the crew. The GOP stand for greedy old peck of woods. If you take away the suit, they're rednecks and hoods. It was never news to us, it was understood that these chicken hawks never up to no good. Got a foot in our ass, knife in our back. Sending poor kids off to die in Iraq. While layers of the sorority or threat drinking Jägermeister hanging out at the gap. Shooter, why they call you dick when you the opposite? Just a gigantic pussy with some crooked lips. When you had a chance to serve a NAM, you just ran a deferment for every finger on your hand. That's 5 blown chances to show some heart, but you ain't got one. Guess that's why you falling apart. Had to get Scooter off with a name that fruity. He'd have given y'all up just to save the booty. Missing every single quail, but your man you shot. I wish you had the decency to close your eyes and rock. Cause I never knew evil till I saw your face. And the devil don't even want you cause you'll take his place. Pulling strings to get your company to fat no biz. Profiteering off the blood of America's kids. Mr. Cheney, one more bang from all his infidels. You and your Halliburton boys, go fuck yourself. The GOP stand for greedy old peck of woods. If you take away the suit, they're rednecks and hoods. It was never news to us, it was understood that these chicken hawks never up to no good. Got a foot in our ass, knife in our back. Sending poor kids off to die in Iraq. While layers of the sorority or threat drinking Jägermeister hanging out at the gap. In 8 years of Clinton, the economy was strong, cash was cheap, mortgage rates low, property values high. Nobody read our emails or listened to our phone calls. And over 4,000 U.S. families had someone they loved walking around, full of life. I mean, the worst Clinton did was to shine up an Oval Office. Y'all a bunch of mass murderers, subpoena ignoring traitors, and spit on the Constitution. But no matter how low you sink, you'll always have your cheerleaders, right? The Limbaughs, the Hannitys, the Becks, the O'Reillys. Then you got your water carriers. Matt Drudge, Michael Savage, Michelle Malkin, Dennis Prager, Neil Bortz, Melanie Moore, Bill Cunningham, Laura Ingraham, Rich Loud, Dick Morris, Ann Coulter, and all the other race baiters I forgot. Divide them the country instead of uniting us, just to get a check. There's a special place in the hottest part of hell for all of y'all. Oh, and Joe Lieberman. Senator Joe Lieberman, y'all can have that whiny bitch.
This is for all the folk, for all the simple folk, for all the good old down home folk.
interesting bit of conspiracy theory for you. George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously. Trained by Al-Qaeda in the heart of Texas to fight for the faithful army. He's now in the process of uniting the rest of the world against the good old US of A. The land of the free will come crashing down if he has his way. It's the only explanation of Bushy boys and Islamic fundamentalists. He's three quarters of the way through his plan already and no one's even noticed. There must be a damn fine Al-Qaeda training camp they got down there in Texas. Yeah. Getting him to pretend he's as thick as pig shit was a stroke of pure bloody genius. Yeah, George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously. Trained by Al-Qaeda in the heart of Texas to fight for the faithful army. He's now in the process of uniting the rest of the world against the good old USA. The land of the free will come crashing down if he has his way. Trust me. He's presided over and has been directly involved with one of the worst financial disasters of a generation. Every move he makes seems to be directly against the interests of his nation. Haven't you noticed? He's used the media to increase the social insulation of an already fairly blind population since the McCarthy days. And now he's declared war on Islam just to increase the consternation. As far as I can see, there's only one explanation. George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously. Interesting conspiracy theories because no one knows what the fuck's going on. We're all looking for explanations. The most interesting one I heard the other day was that the West was controlled by genuine democracies that actually represent the will of their populations. Only the one about the aliens, the Antichrist, and the Freemasons is more laughable. Ha, 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 ha. I think my theory is much more plausible. Let me tell you about it. It goes like this. George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously. It really is the only explanation I can see for his truly anti-American foreign policy. Now at this point I would ask you all to sing along with the chorus normally if it wasn't for the fact that there are cameras on the premises and the CIA might be requisitioning the tapes at anytime. So, I recommend that under all circumstances, catchy though this number is, you do not sing along. You do not even smile. I recommend the most you do is tap your feet. But you do that at your own risk.
One, two, three.
Hey, George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously. To fight for the faithful army. George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously. George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously.
George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously.
They're never gonna run away.
George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, 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 mentalist, mentalist, fundamentalist.
Listen, boys, you're fucked up.
I'd like you to give a very, very, very loud, warm welcome to Mr. Bill Hicks. Yo! Yo! It's great to be here, wherever I am. I always love it when I'm here. If I've never been here before, it's great to be back. And pardon the way I'm dressed. I just got back from a wedding in Cowley, and I'd like you to meet my new bride, but she's hurling in the toilet right now, and she'll be out later as soon as she's done. All right, one at a time now. Let's go now. Gonna have to take a number. I'm just fucking drunk stereo shit going. Hey, hello. It's got an echo. Look at that. Cavernous room. So I like to start the show with a little song I wrote. Ding dong, Bush is dead, Bush is dead, Bush is dead. Ding dong, Bush is dead, Bush is dead. Da-da, ding dong, Bush is dead, Bush is dead, Bush is ding dong. But yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, I haven't worked out the other, but ding dong, Bush is dead is how I'm going to close it, though. Yeah. 12 years, all the comics in the U.S. have been like a little pygmy tribe, man, shooting little darts into this rampaging beast elephant republicanism. And finally, Tuesday night, it crashes to the fucking ground. So we all did our little pygmy dance. Ding dong, Bush is dead, Bush is dead, Bush is dead, ding dong. And then I realized, along with Bush, died half of my fucking act. Now... Ding dong, bring him back, bring him back, bring him back. Ding dong, they're fucking staring, help me, help me. Nah, I can't be selfish, he's gone and it's good. People often ask me where I stand politically. It's not that I disagree with Bush's economic policy or his foreign policy. It's that I believed he was a child of Satan here to destroy the planet Earth. A little to the left. And it's weird. Politics does make strange bedfellows, man. You know, when the dust settles to see what side you're on. It's really odd. You know what I mean? I was reading in the paper on Wednesday after the election's over, and there's a quote from Saddam Hussein going, "We have nothing against America. We just want to see George Bush beheaded and his head kicked down the road like a soccer ball." I'm thinking, that's what I want to see. Cool. Me and Hussein, we're like this, man. Saddam. You know Hussein is just still laughing in some basement bunker somewhere when that fucking election came around and he lost, huh? You know, that's what bugged me. Hussein's still in power. That's the crack up of all time to me, you know. CIA has a plot to get rid of him. It's a plot they've used before to get rid of world leaders. The only problem they're having is convincing Hussein, you know, to fly to Dallas. And, yeah. But I think once there, the plan is fairly, you know, we got it. It's pretty operable. Can't say Dallas doesn't love you, Saddam. But, see, you know what bugged me about the whole election? Was that they made it, you know, they totally reduced this to this worship of money, and that's what they made the whole election about, was taxes, you know, voting with your wallet. You know what I mean? People would say to me, Bill, you vote for Clinton, he's going to raise your taxes. Okay? I mean, he'll tell you he's not, but he's going to. A vote for Clinton is a vote for higher taxes, Bill. See, I have news for you, folks. There's other reasons not to vote for George Bush than taxes, okay? I don't know what's happened to us as a world. Maybe 12 years of republicanism has made us think this way. But the reason I didn't vote for George Bush is because George Bush, along with Ronald Reagan, presided over an administration whose policies towards South America included genocide. So, yeah, you see, the reason I didn't vote for him is because he's a mass murderer. Yeah, okay. I'll pay that extra nickel on, you know, a liter of petrol, just knowing little brown kids aren't being clubbed to death like baby seals in Honduras, so Pepsi can put a plant down there. I'll pay the extra nickel. I'm getting this fitted for my heart in any moment. You know? And Bush, looking horrible the last few days, was wonderful to watch. This little, he was just whiny and little, he looked terrible. He looked like Skeletor, man. For Halloween, they put a candle in the back of his throat and he went out as a jack-o'-lantern. But he's trying to buy votes, you know. He sells 164 fighter jets to South Korea. He sells 240 tanks to Kuwait. And then he has these speeches where he goes, "We still live in a dangerous world. Thanks to you." Fuck. Before that, Kuwait had rocks, man. Thank you, Poppy. He authorizes the production of more stealth bombers. The invisible fighter jet, I guess to help us defend ourselves against the invisible countries that threaten us every fucking day. To be named later. I'm looking around the globe. There's no one that can threaten America ever again. It's over. We know Russia was a fucking lie anyway. There's nothing there. There's nothing anywhere. How does it feel to find out we are the evil empire? There's no one who can threaten us, man. And I'm talking now only of countries we don't arm first. Okay, so if you want to argue on that level, you have a point. We keep arming these little countries and then going blowing the shit out of them. We're like the bullies of the globe. We're like Jack Palance in the movie Shane throwing the pistol at the sheep herder's feet. Pick it up. I don't want to pick it up. You'll shoot me. Pick up the gun. I don't want any trouble, mister. I just came into town to get some hard rock candy for the kids and some gingham for my wife. Let me get back to my sheep farm, mister. I don't want no trouble. Pick up the gun. You all saw him. He had a gun. America. It's my little Western skit. I was there. I was in the saloon. Ow! You know, find out Bush has sold weapons to Iraq since 86. Some of your fuckers have been selling weapons to him too, huh? That's what bugged me about Bush, man. This whole thing about him being the foreign policy expert. You know what I mean? Yeah, well, you know, when it comes to foreign policy, George Bush is the man I trust. He's got the, you know, experience and look at the coalition against Iraq. Incredible. Incredible. That huge coalition, that giant coalition that included England. Yeah, that must have been hard. The two predominantly white nations going blowing the shit out of this little brown nation. What a hard sell that must have been for John Major, huh? John, George Bush, how are you? Good. We have a disgruntled masses getting really bored here. How about a little fireworks? Well, let's go through the Rolodex. No, Noriega got him. Oh, here's one. Saddam Hussein. That'll look good. Let's go kill some sand niggers. Yeah? Brilliant, brilliant. We'll be there. Right. We'll be there. Brilliant. Yes, we've already armed them too. It's brilliant. We know exactly what we're up against. It's brilliant.
What a huge coalition it was, you know? Oh, France had a couple of planes in there. Yeah. We told them, put a few fucking planes in or Mickey Mouse leaves the country.
All right, let's get back in line for the roller coaster. We have done our duty.
Selling weapons since 86 to Iraq. And I wondered about that during the Persian Gulf War, those intelligence reports before it all started. Oh, Iraq, they have incredible weapons. Incredible weapons. How do you know that?
Well, we looked at the receipt. But as soon as that check clears, we're going in. What time's the bank open? 8? We're going in at 9. For God and country and here's a flag. Whatever symbol y'all need. Let's go! Come on, we're killing sand niggers. Let's go!
He's a Hitler. He's a Hitler. Saddam Hussein is a Hitler. What does that make you, Goebbels? Quit arming him. He's a Hitler. He was your friend last week. He's a Hitler now. Trying to motivate people. You know, it's unbelievable how they got him. People were just like, he's a Hitler. Yeah, Bush. Get it real, man. You like dogs, don't you?
Yeah, we love dogs.
Well, we have an intelligence report that says here, Saddam Hussein likes to fuck dogs in the ass and then take their spine out and use it as a toothpick.
You're shitting me. Let's go kill this guy. I had no idea he was that much of a maniac. This is for Rover.
That's what intelligence reports say. He's a Hitler. He fucks dogs. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You sure that's true? You like kittens?
Well, like kittens. You're cute.
He boils them and eats them.
Fucker. This is for Fluffy.
Saying.
Yeah. This is Halliburton, Ernie, and it's so good to be here tonight with Reverend Mookburn and Mr. Scott and John the Craptist and Pastor Whoremaster. And I'm so looking forward to eating popcorn and watching the opening of the trial of George W. Bush, and also to hear so many of the great tracks that lie in store tonight. And I can't wait to hear Mr. Scott talk about the animation show that is forthcoming. And right now, it warms my heart to play the theme song from this forthcoming Reverend Mookburn animation show.
1, 2, 3, 4! Father, yeah, man,
This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live Sunday nights at RadioVolta.org and archived at Radio4All.net, and updates, details, links, goodies, and playlists always at ReverendBookburn.com. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. To write to the Reverend for feedback to already done shows, input to forthcoming themed shows, or to send cartoons or music videos, requests for exorcisms or reverse exorcisms, or any reason except sending spam, unless it's the hilarious Jesus spam that continues to roll in to this day, write to RevBookburn@sjcdc.org. Happy 420, everybody, and please remember that we are trying to be responsible for at least 10,000 more sales of AKA Tommy Chung, because that was the number of DVDs seized, in other words, stolen by the Gestapo people in the Drug Enforcement Agency. Hello to Jello Biafra and all of the folks at AlternativeTentacles.com. Please remember that the boycott of the corporate scab version of the dead Kennedys remains. And hello to Dr. Susan Block, legendary sexologist and sex positive alternative to Dr. Laura. And you can check out her blogs at drsusanblock.com/blog. A big thank you to Pastor Rex Cat, Murgatroyd Productions, Mr. Scott, Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lava Zone, Radio for All, Baby Jesus Butt Plug, Hippie John, Mr. Z, and of course our in-house, whatever they do, Pastor Whoremaster, and John the Craptist. This is a pioneering, diverse presentation to push independent media to its utmost possibilities. Like George W. Numbnuts, war criminal, Enron Ho, corporate stooge, Taliban wannabe, fetal worshipping, piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, Bush, God speaks through me. That was a reminder from the lower power to not forget to put on a show for the spies. It's time for open curtain exhibitionism and kink. The Lord commandeth ye. Okay, thank you, Mr. Scott, for that recorded version of the often used introduction to the show. The only thing missing is the first playlist of tonight's show, and that means you heard the Dickies doing Caligula, the theme song from the Reverend Bookburn animation show. Jello Biafra with the Melvins did Those Dumb Punk Kids Will Buy Anything, a song about the corporate scab dead Kennedys. And that's from Jello and the Melvins' CD Sig Howdy. Bill Hicks did Ding Dong, Bush is Dead, from his Salvation comedy CD. DOA did Fucked Up Bush from Live Free or Die. The Rub did George Bush is an Islamic Fundamentalist, and started off with Carlito Brilliante doing the GOP. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is part one of the trial of George W. Bush. Okay. would rise. I can't rise without that idea. Stand up, you fucking man. Mr. Bush, you are charged with murder, terrorism, as defined internationally, as the killing of civilians for political reasons. The only thing that distinguishes you from a common murderer.
Object.
Overruled. I'm a fucking judge. War crimes. Crimes against humanity. Treason. Lies to the nation. Abuse of power. War for profit. Neglecting the needs of the vets after you sent them to die for oil and Halliburton profits. You are further charged with the willful destruction of the environment of America and the world, destroying Get that Michael Phelps thing out of here.
I'll be with you always.
Willful destruction of the environment of America and the world.
Ever. Forever.
Destroying America.
I'll always be near you.
More than a weapon of mass destruction. Selling America's
no far away.
To the private sector.
With my love beside you.
You are further charged with willful destruction of the
You won't be lonely.
Supporting dictators.
We'll meet again, dear.
Intensifying the crises of
some distant day
and the decline of our nation's
infrastructure. So don't be afraid of the future unknown.
Looting the treasury.
For I am at your side. You are never alone.
Serial.
Be with you always. Ever
decimating
together.
The process, expanding the prison industrial complex.
Eternally bonded.
The hysteria against weed.
Never.
Integrating Taliban laws and blending church and state. Further damaging
you always
rampant violations of the
ever
rights of decreasing human rights around the world,
internally bounded
worldwide.
Never apart.
Also charged with increased spying,
always
weakening the common
never apart
labor rights, weakening
always.
Consumer protection laws. Mr. Bush, you are charged with close association with pedophile priests Mark Foley and Senator David Diaperman Vitter and many other VIP clientele of the late D.C. Madam. And, if there's one enough dirt bags, Pastor Ted Haggard. Mr. Bush, you are also charged with close association and being an accomplice with known criminals, including Nicholas Cheney, Karl Rove, Donald Rumsfeld, Condi Rice, Blackwater, and Enron's Ken Lay. Mr. Bush, you are charged with becoming a hoe for Enron and the worst criminals in corporate America, and my apologies to real hoes for the degrading comparison. Two counts of election fraud and theft, causing a national embarrassment by bringing a stupid spouse into the White House, and raising two brainless dreams. Okay, do I want to... are we going to hear from the prosecutor? Okay. Prosecutor, you have just a few moments because we have to take a break and move on to other shit that is separate from this trial. Right. Prosecutor Naomi Pilepsy. Your Honor, we intend to prove all charges against the defendant. We'll prove that our nation's economic shithole follows a pattern dating back to Reagan and the defendant's father, leading up to the rampant deregulation and white-collar crime of his regime.
I object.
Why do you object, Defense Attorney Johnny Cochran?
I object. The prosecutor is obviously revealing her bias against stupid people. And I'm going to prove it in the course of this trial. When I bring a set of gloves.
Why would you want to bring a set of gloves to Bush's trial?
It's not the same as before. I am not going to bring in a pair of gloves to show innocence or guilt in these charges, merely to make the point that my defendant is too much of a dumb fuck to even know how to put on the gloves.
Okay. Thank you for your opening statements, Prosecutor Naomi Pilepsy and Defense Attorney John Cochran. Alright. That is the trial so far. And reasons I do not know and that are not explained to me by the stoner heads in the next room. You were not hearing the Dark Shadows theme song while we opened the Bush trial. So maybe that will work next time. But so far, it did not work. So I don't know what the fuck to say about that. We'll try it again. Meantime, there's more to cover, and I want to talk about something very exciting, which is namely the animation show. Let's see. I guess we'll do the quickie stuff first and then get into it. I believe we have birthdays. Happy birthday to Nancy from Murgatroyd Production. Script girl, Ananda Plume, former live guests from a few years back. John Necraptus' stepdaughter, well, actually former stepdaughter. She's the daughter of an ex of his. And yes, it's hit and miss when it comes to other people's kids. And several people in these circles have had misses. As opposed to hits. But this was a hit. She's a really cool kid. So I'm not sure what to call her. John Necraptus' former stepdaughter or whatever. I don't think it was official or legal. But anyway, happy birthday to her. And happy birthday, Ivy Blue. All right. The contest is still on to prank Rush Limbaugh, and who gave his speech at the conservative convention over this past weekend, something that pretty much nobody gave a fuck about except the people who were licking their assholes, namely CNN television station. So, yes, the latest. So, the latest corporate America offering, you know, the great conference and the great Rush speech. The best prankage of Rush Limbaugh gets serious prizes, and we have so much great shit, including stuff that was donated or sent to us in large number, that makes great prizes, mostly music and movies. So let us know what you did to prank Rush Limbaugh or his show or his anything. And you could be eligible for great prizes. All right. He is a longtime friend. He is a former clinic defender. He is a often guest on the show. He is a great musician and songwriter who recorded the theme song from the forthcoming animation show and the composer of Glory Hole in the Confessional. He is the one and only. I can't look at him without laughing because he is laughing. The one and only Mr. Scott. Welcome, Mr. Scott. And thank you for coming, unless that's presumptuous.
Yeah. Thank you, Reverend. So what are we going to talk about here? We're talking about our upcoming animation series?
We are.
Good deal. Yes, you're going to be very excited when you finally get to see this show.
All of your favorite characters will be portrayed, and you'll actually be able to see what they look like. We have Pastor Whoremaster and, of course, the Reverend. And we have John the Craptist and Pastor Rexcat. And I even make an appearance or two, of course.
DJ Cindy.
DJ Cindy will be there. We have some new characters. We have Grendel, our resident death metal. Also the lead singer and guitarist of a death metal band yet to be named.
Who does the theme song?
Yes.
Don't they do the theme? All right.
Yes, they do the theme song.
Which I love and can't get out of my head, but I'm biased.
Well, we're starting out small. We're hoping to have a pilot episode out soon and see what the reaction is with the public. And after that, we're going to shoot for the moon.
All right. And the first episode is going to be a replication of one of the Reverend Bookburn birthday shows.
Yes, that's the plan.
All right. And tell me about the opening. Like, while you're hearing the animation theme song, isn't it a beginning that's, well, I don't want to compare it to other things because they'll sue, but but it's like a funny cartoon beginning, or is it too early to say that?
The plan right now is, I haven't actually done beginning animation to go with the, let's say it involves a cross between creationism, Darwinism, and every other philosophy. With a humorous spin.
Yeah, there's like an evolution kind of theme. Well, this is very exciting, and I don't know where people are going to see this, if it's going to be Adult Swim or YouTube or whatever, but down the road, if this works out, we could even try to make the movies that we always talked about doing, Wrapped Smear. From the root words, Rapture and Pap Smear, the Million Gland March, United We Stand Erect, and other very beautiful ideas that we've always wanted to work on, but figured the technology and the special effects alone, you know, like you can't have an anti-gravity orgy with like, you know, Mary Magdalene and, you know, all these other holy figures without spending a shitload of money on special effects. Yeah, that astronaut training room, you know, and all that kind of shit. But with animation,
anything's possible.
That's so beautiful. All right. Well, this is definitely something we will keep you posted about. And, well, when it's getting close to really done, you know, Bookburners will be the first to know, and it'll be at reverendbookburn.com and in all the sites and probably the MySpace. They will be available for free, like all things, like the backlog of the show. We will take it as far as we can. Last week, we returned to the airwaves. We did the 8th anniversary show a month late, but we still did it. It came back on the air with the new equipment and from the new domain, voltaradio.com. And there were new glitches with the new equipment. Like it was streaming from the computer playlist at the same time that it was streaming the live show. And the outcome of that is that the recording that's in the archives at Radio 4 All that glitch. So it is a rough ride. It's a rough listen, but I was in the studio. A clean version was, and I don't mean clean like censored or any of that kind of bullshit. I mean like cleanly recorded version was recorded by Radio Volta itself on this nice new equipment. So we're going to see about making that available so that you can hear it. It was a kick-ass show, if I may say that. And so we want you to get the best possible recording that is possible to be shared from the 8th anniversary show, which was last week. All right, should we get back to the music? I know you like Benedict Arnold and the Traitors. And since we're pretty close to on schedule, we'll play two tracks by them. Hello Baghdad and Death Penalty for Pot. This is long time, great, great band that should have gotten a whole lot more attention since the early 80s. This is Benedict Arnold and the Traitors.
Letter to your wife, say goodbye. Hey, man, it's a bummer about your cancer.
Yeah, man, like, I've been puking all night long, and this, like, marinara doesn't do a damn thing.
How about a bong, man?
Sweet, dude. Hey, man, what's with the guys with the guns?
Keep your Jesus off my penis, keep your Bible off my balls, keep your prayers out of my ears and your crosses on my walls. You can keep the Virgin Mother and the resurrection too. Keep your Jesus off my penis, I'll keep my penis off of you. Well, I'm freaking sick and tired of turning on the news and seeing the religious right's ungodly fight to take our right to choose when to bear our children, who to love and how, education and protection if we're just practicing for now. So W, look, obey a book if that's what works for you, but I don't tell you how to pray, so don't you tell me how to screw. Keep your Jesus off my penis, keep your Bible off my balls, keep your prayers out of my ears and your crosses off my walls. You can keep the Virgin Mother and the resurrection too. Keep your Jesus off my penis, I'll keep my penis off of you. So you are screaming bloody murder about the Taliban regime for subjugating women and being too extreme and basing legislation on some ancient holy book. That sound a bit familiar? Here's a mirror, have a look. And as for the Ten Commandments, they need one more at least. Thou shalt never cover up the acts of pervert priests. Well, how they let that happen? Unless they just abhor us. Well, anyway, adds another layer to the chorus. Keep your Jesus off my penis, keep your Bible off my balls, keep your prayers out of my ears and your crosses off my walls. You can keep the Virgin Mother and the resurrection too. Keep your Jesus off my penis. I'll keep my penis off of you. So you'll execute a person and then protect a single cell. But mercy killed the terminally ill and you're going straight to hell. I don't know much about the word of God. Far be it from me. But I can tell you what it ain't. That's hypocristianity. Well, I am not anti-Christian. Before you grab a rope, there is beauty in religion and joy and love and hope. And we're all looking for that answer. Some colossal cosmic cause. But who the fuck are you to turn your views into my laws? It's just believers in the Bible that would have abortion banned. Anti-choice agnostics, I could count them on one hand. And as for killing babies, I've got but one retort. If someone raped your daughter, George, you'd beg her to abort. And if some young girl from your church shows up with child or some infection, because you told her what a horrid sin it was to use protection, well, one day you'll face the pearly gates. And what you gonna say? When that long-haired Jewish peacenik sends your ass the other way, saying, keep your Jesus off my penis, keep your Bible off my balls, keep your prayers out of my ears, and your crosses off my walls. I've had it up to here with all the bibliophiles you spew, so keep your Jesus off my penis. Well, at least that's what I will do. Yeah, keep your Jesus off my penis, keep my penis off of you. That's if you want me to.
When Angel Gabriel appeared, he said, you are to be the Virgin Mother. But Mary thought that was weird. Mary said, I'm not a virgin. I blew a guy last year. But then Gabriel said to Mary, my child, have no fear. 'Cause you can suck all the dick you want and still be a virgin. Mary, you can suck all the dick you want and still not be considered flawed. Although you went to town and sucked some semen down, you're still a virgin in the eyes of God. There was no room at the inn when Mary and Joseph did arrive, but they were so very tired, you see, and Mary had to offer a bribe. Since she had no money, how would she pay for a place to sleep? Gabriel appeared to Mary and told her not to weep. 'Cause you can suck all the dick you want and still be a virgin. Mary, you can suck all the dick you want and still be the mother of Christ. If there's no room at the inn, then it's not considered a sin to suck some dick to get a room for the night. Then three wise men did appear, bearing gifts of myrrh and such. They said that they had followed a star and missed a woman's touch. Mary thought she might pleasure them, but could not take them to bed. But again, Gabriel appeared to her, and this is what he said. You can suck all the dick you want and still be a virgin. Mary, you can suck all the dick you want, everyone that hangs in the nation. Fellatio ain't no sin. Go on and blow those three wise men, and you'll still be a virgin, 'cause there was no penetration. So you can suck all the dick you want and still be a virgin. Mary, the donkey and the ox and the lambs and even the little drummer boy. People will remember your name quick. They'll say, damn, that bitch could suck a good dick. 'Cause sucking dick brings peace on earth and joy. 'Cause sucking dick brings peace on earth and joy. Mary, Mary, suck that dick.
Side.
It's time to go. It's time to go. It's time to go. Peace with justice and the troubles will cease. British rules totally fucked up the place. Treats us like we're an inferior race. Patting my jokes on the BBC. Face it, you're racist, all you're missing are the white sheets. You keep on lying, I won't stop trying. I won't step off till my people stop dying. Whether or not you choose to agree, I guess that's why you're called the enemy. I know this much I know. People are dying. It's time to go. 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 It's time to go.
This is Dr. Greed, and when I'm not throwing trash and shit all over the front yard and of my clinic and throughout the parking lot and laughing at urban patients and fucking over patients with Medicaid, I like to listen to one of my favorite bands of all time, Z-Doctor. And this track by Z Doctor is entitled Iran, Iraq.
Aircraft carriers and
You heard Z Doctor doing Iran, Iraq. Black 47 did Who Killed Bobby Fuller and Time to Go, a common message also throughout Wall Street and corporate America. South Park, you heard The Virgin Mary. Eric Swartz did Keep Your Jesus Off My Penis. And started off with Benedict Arnold and the Traitors doing Hello Baghdad and Death Penalty for Pot. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is part one of the trial of George W. Bush. And we are joined with Mr. Scott. If you tuned in late, the charges were read against Bush. Two fucking pages of bad handwriting worth of charges read by Judge Anthony Scalion. And then an opening statement from prosecutor Naomi Polepsy. And of course, George W. Numbnuts Bush being defended by Johnny Cochrane. And Mr. Scott and the Reverend discussing earlier the future animation project. And we are very excited about that. And let's see, next week we'll do part two of the trial. We can't tell entirely what's going on with the streaming. And there's two Michael Phelps wannabes are not giving us any answers in the next room. So we were intending to play the Dark Shadows theme in the background while opening the trial. And we can't really tell if that was happening or not, but we will try it again next week. And as said before, we found so much great stuff. I think I'll send the save the reviews for next week. But one thing that can't wait is the recent obtaining of several CDs from the series Love, Peace, and Poetry, which is 60s psychedelic music from around the world. Pretty much all of it, the people who did not get the attention or even the music press or underground media attention. And so we're going to be playing tracks from around the world to balance the heavy theme. And in the next set, you're going to be hearing from the release from Africa from the Love, Peace, and Poetry psychedelic music series. Okay, also some good recommendations. The book about the first of the two stolen W. Bush elections by Vincent Bugliosi, who was probably the most famous for being the Manson prosecutor and writing the book Outrage, The Five Reasons O.J. Simpson Got Away with Murder. Vincent Bugliosi wrote The Betrayal of America, How the Supreme Court Subverted Democracy and Chose the President. And his very recent book, The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder. Let's see. Oh, we had a question from the mailbag. This is inevitable. Whenever we do a goof on somebody who's dead or somebody who is out of office or both, why or when it's wishful thinking, why do a show about him, you know, or why do the series of shows, the trial that should happen about Bush? And one reason that immediately screams out whenever we did a goofs on dead people, Nixon, Ford, Reagan, the Pope, former Philadelphia Mayor Frank Rizzo, now dead. He was a racist and an asshole, and well covered on a past show. Or less famous people, an anti-abortion terrorist, and a few other people, is that in addition to how funny the content of those shows were, in our biased minds, we also have a strong view against history rewriting. And probably the worst example of that was that after deregulating corporate America and the banks and the mortgage people and the energy people, etc., and killing millions of civilians in Contra wars in Nicaragua and Angola and pretty much on every continent, and escalating homelessness and a list too lengthy to even get into, just to use as an example, the corporate media, the Republican Party, and people who sell a lot of shit, like faces on coins and others, retarded stuff, and people who name things like airports and streets and dipshits like that, have gotten away with this tremendous effort to rewrite history, whitewash the crimes against humanity, and make the subject a little lovable fellow who maybe could have been a little buffoonish, but well-intentioned, and wasn't so bad, and believed in what he was doing, and blah, blah, blah. And we say, fuck that. We say, even after death, they do not get a history rewrite.
Amen, Reverend.
Thank you, Chorus. And so that is one of the reasons that we're going to do this, because we don't want the same thing to happen to a guy who was just as fucked up as W. Bush, Ronald Reagan. We don't want that to happen again, where they start saying, oh, but Bush saved the world, and oh, Bush toppled bad competitive empires, and oh, you know, he did some good, and he was a good speaker, and he was a Teflon guy, and he was, you know, a what did they say about Reagan? A charismatic leader. And I know the kinds of stuff these assholes come up with when they rewrite history.
I hope you see the kind of guy you could go out and have a beer with.
Well, he was the kind of guy you could...
You can snort a few lines?
Yeah. I mean, I've known alcoholics who had some human value, you know, and some appeal, you know, and I've known some cokeheads who've had some appeal and some human qualities, but this guy, yeah... I know, and his wife is not a exactly the greatest advertisements for sobriety either. So we are fighting history rewriting and forgetting what has happened. And already you're hearing a lot of shit, like as if the Bush regime did not decimate the economy for 8 years. They're like, oh, this tax and spend stimulus is coming. And the person who says that, the only stimulus they know anything about is the stimulus they feel when they're jerking themselves off or sticking a turkey baster in their crack. Because they were silent, or even worse, they were lying and deceiving and covering up for the economic looting in the name of the bailout when they were hoes for the top 1%, the people who fucked everybody out of their house, out of their job, out of their pension, out of their savings and investments, out of their everything. These motherfuckers covered that up and are now saying, but now it's going to be tax and spend to save the safety net programs and health care and social services. Well, they have a right to say that. Anybody has a right to say anything. But if we are to shine a spotlight on reality, these people need to be acknowledged, from Rush Limbaugh to George Will, as people who are exceptionally, excruciatingly, extremely, thoroughly, embarrassingly full of shit. Okay. We sound so angry. We really had a great weekend. partially thanks to those two very useful guys next door. So that is part of what is our motive for, I think it was worded, beating a dead horse. I don't like that analogy because I don't think Bush deserves to be compared to an animal for the animal's sake, even a dead animal, because I love animals. I strongly support the animal liberation movement. And I think it is the height of disrespect to say it's beating a dead horse, because
beating a village idiot. How's that?
That's much better, because no dead animal deserves to be compared to W. Bush. And the fact that the fake opposition, other corporate party, the Democrats, don't seem likely to pursue these investigations and these trials and even the war crimes trial alone that should happen. And you sure as fuck would go on trial if you, if you did 1/1,000,000,000th of the crimes of W. Bush. This is the trial that should happen, and it's not only principle, but we also want to have fun with it. And Bush was, on top of all of the evil shit that he was good for comedians and for radio and for shows. The look on your face. But, while playing a guitar. But so we also want to have some fun with it while keeping the issues alive and clarity alive. All right. And speaking of Rush Limbaugh, that limp, no dick, Oxycontin poster boy, thank you, Viagra smuggling to third world nations. I can't imagine why he was doing that. Illegally prescribed as his friend Viagra before his third world nation, which ironically was one of the nations that had one of the highest statistics in child prostitution. I mean, who cares if he was going to an adult, you know, sex worker that was consenting, but he, if you could gross yourself out enough for 1 minute, just imagining any sex worker who got stuck with Rush Limbaugh, but then on top of that, like one that was like super young, it's just unthinkable. But Rush the OxyContin poster boy, the Viagra smuggling on his third world vacation man, the speaker, the keynote speaker, you could, of the conservative conference nobody gave a shit about except CNN. He is, of course, a continued source of comedy in the absence of W. Bush, and I believe he's ready to sing us a song. It's from Al Franken's CD, The O. Franken Factor. This is Rush Limbaugh, singing My Drugs Are Red, White, and Blue.
I'm Rush the Magic Dragon, the right-wing drugstore cowboy, a hillbilly heroin addict, a ditto-head deadhead now, boy. You know that my opinions were always kind of whack. Now you know the reason. I'm strung out on mountain smack. My drugs are red, white, and blue. I also like the pink ones, the little green ones too. When you're on drugs, you see things that no one else can see. Like right there, I saw Jesus, and he drives an SUV. My drugs are red, white, and blue. Would you hand all the guns out to someone sniffing glue? You gotta be on something if you push the NRA. I need more pills to make that Michael Moore guy go away. My drugs are red, white, and blue. This isn't paranoia. John Ashcroft's watching you. When you're on drugs, there's terrorists everywhere you go. Al Franken's in Al-Qaeda. Bill O'Reilly told me so. My drugs are red, white, and blue. When you hear junkies jiving, just what percent is true? Kids say no to morphine, 'cause it can lead to grass. It really blows your mind when your head is up your ass. My drugs are red, white, and blue. GOP party monsters party all night through. It's only pharmaceuticals, it's not a real crime. The crime is I can't figure out how to blame it on the Clintons this time.
Still be the one that I love. Will you still be the one?
Okay, we're going to go a little overtime, but in addition to that last track from Love, Peace, and Poetry, the African psychedelic music CD, we're going to play one more track from that and then continue with the third set. Again, we're going overtime.
When I left the valley of sadness, I saw the mountains on the plains around gathering.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message. It isn't easy to go on trial in front of all of the public, and I'm not sure if this is a real trial or not, because I'm in handcuffs, but this chick is like tickling my balls with a feather and playing games with me. And I don't remember that ever being in the courtroom when I was charged with DUI and coke possession and going AWOL. But I will go through this trial with Reverend Bookburn, and I believe in my attorney, Johnny Cochran, and I believe that I will get off, not just from being handcuffed with this wild chick, but that I will also get off of these charges. Thank you, God bless America. This is George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
We'll be right back. chop off his head and mail it to them in a garbage bag.
And I hope you all have a fine Thanksgiving and that your bird is stuffed well. Did you notice, even though my dear President Bush threw Rummy off the ship, that he told him, "Don't float away too far, Rummy. I still have a Presidential Medal of Freedom to pin on you." Yes, sir. I'm starting to get suspicious about every time he opens his mouth and says, "You're doing a fine job," that it's like the mafia kiss of death. Not long after he utters those words, baby, you're gone. So let's get back to the fun stuff. Tomcat getting married in Italy. That's important news, isn't it? But besides that, let's just remember, if Jeffrey Dahmer had been a Republican, I'd have had to tell him to stop having dinner with young boys. We lost everything. Do all this.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And after that extensive list from last week, we only have one asshole, one recipient, and actually it's not an individual, it is a group. So let's get on with it. Sunday, March 1st, 2009, at VoltaRadio.com, ReverendBookburn.com, and Radio4All.net. Our very special recipient is the television broadcasting empire known as CNN. After 8 years of joining Fox and CBS at sticking its collective face into the unwiped rectum of George W. Bush, CNN has decided that their faces need new rectums to collectively insert themselves into. And they decided that the place to do that was at the conservative conference of this past weekend, which featured such brilliant reality-based pushers of hysteria, speakers like Ann Coulter, Sean Hannity, and the keynote speaker, Mr. Polished Speaker himself, Rush Limbaugh. CNN presented it as if it was the second coming, and I don't mean the great porn tape of that name. I mean the second coming of most people's delusional imaginary friend. And, or like the first coming of the Beatles, the big conservative conference that nobody gave a shit about, with Rush Limbaugh's speech in its entirety, and then replayed. Hey, what happened to the fart sounds? We need the fart sounds for Asshole of the Week. First Cheech from Cheech and Chong.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
That's better. The conservative conference that nobody gave a shit about, except CNN, who had to present Rush Limbaugh's overdrawn-out, well-over-allotted time speech, and then clips of it repeatedly later, as if it was some brilliant Noam Chomsky type of quote, you know, or something that was based on reality and real world and thought and ideas as well. For sticking its face in the rectum of Rush Limbaugh and the presenters of the conservative conference after their history of licking the rectum of George W. Bush. And we mean no offense to people who are into rectum licking, and we understand that you deserve no judgment, and we apologize for the degrading comparison. But for their history of Bush rectum licking and more recently inserting their faces into the recti of the conservative conference and Rush Limbaugh in particular, CNN, you are assholes of the week. All right, now I think we heard enough of their sounds. There's a fucking off button. I know. I'm not even going to wait for those guys to do anything. It's like, how do I do it myself? All right. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Lara Hoare And that was the newer 2006 version. The Germs did Lexicon Devil. Crucifix did Hinkley Had a Vision. The Dicks did No Fucking War. From Love, Peace, and Poetry, the African Psychedelic Music Edition, you heard The Third Eye / Awakening doing Valley of Sadness, and then Freedom's Children / Galactic Vibes doing 1999. And this is confusing because it looks like there's two bands on each of these tracks, but that's how it was written in that microscopic handwriting. Before the tracks from the African Love, Peace, and Poetry CD, you heard what started off the set, which was Rush Limbaugh himself singing My Drugs Are Red, White, and Blue. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been The Trial of George W. Bush, Part 1. And we want to thank the judge, Anthony Scallion, prosecutor Naomi Palepsi, and, of course, the defense attorney, Johnny Cochring, for being here, as well as W. Bush himself, who isn't sure if it's a real trial or a bondage session. And I don't think we're going to straighten him out on what the reality of the situation is. Thanks to Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptus. I'm not sure for what, but thanks to both of them. Yeah, thanks for livening up the spirit of the place. Thank you, Mr. Scott, live guest, animator, and DJ Cindy, her partner in crime, Mr. Jeff, Pastor Rex Cat, who is recording the show. And hopefully this one recorded much better than the last one. If you stay tuned after the show ends, what we're going to do is right after we play the closing track, we're going to play the better recorded, because it was off the board, recording from last week's show, the 8th anniversary show. And we're open to input to part 2. And possibly a part 3. I imagine there'd be at least 3 parts to the series, because we barely cracked a dent in it, for what to do in this trial. And if convicted, what would be an appropriate sentence for him? We are very open to your ideas. And we are thinking harmless shit, like tomatoes, you know, or, you know, just harmless kind of stuff, because we're a lot nicer than we seem on the show. And not just tonight, but most of the time. And although it seems like the most popular idea so far is to send them to Guantanamo, but we'll leave it to you. Send your ideas, and as always, input to forthcoming themed shows, and feedback to already done shows for any reason. Let's see, Hippie John visited this week but had to leave before the show. Sex writer Laura Riskell, past live guest, author of 10 Sex Myths That Screw America, will be in town, but we don't know if she'll be able to go on the show. Darren Deicide will be a live guest in the future, probably very shortly after the trial of George W. Bush. But regardless, send your input, feedback, whether or not you participated in the prank, Rush Limbaugh, or the corporate scab version of the dead Kennedys. Or to write, for any reason, to Rev Bookburn, which is revbookburn@sjcdc.org. Details, updates, all playlists, links, and goodies, always at reverendbookburn.com, updated today. And the YouTube channel is youtube.com/revbookburn. MySpace is myspace.com/reverendbookburn. Let's see. This show should be uploaded at Radio For All in probably a little less than a week. It's Radio Numeral 4 All www.thefuturepod.net. And a big, big thank you, as always, to Pastor Rex Cat for archiving the shows and for countless ideas and assistance with the links at reverendbookburn.com and so much more. And our co-producer from afar. And also one of the characters on the animation show. Anyway, that's all of the trial and the show that is going to be done for tonight. We're going to play a closing tune, and then we're going to put it on the computer on last week's 8th anniversary show. Our closing track is by The Unseen and is entitled Are We Dead Yet? Good night.
This is 1 hour of Kinetic Cuts. In the studio with me this evening for a live interview from Quick Step John.
Hi, this is Tim Leger, and you're listening to fucking VoltaRadio.com.